This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733, live Sunday edition tonight. Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
We've been, of course, discussing coronavirus and specifically the response by the various different government gangsters around the United States. You are welcome to join us. You can bring up anything that you want, or you want to talk about what's happening in your area, some of the frustrations that maybe you've been experiencing, some of the ridiculous crackdowns, the arbitrary diktats and edicts being issued by these so-called governors that just want to control and take even more power that they're never going to give back. And that's one of the scariest parts of all this, is that Americans are just rolling over for all these regulations and all these controls, and they think that the government's going to save them, and that this coronavirus thing is just so scary. And it's like, I'm still not convinced that this thing's any worse than the common flu. I'm not convinced of that. Are you?
I am not convinced, but like I said in the first hour, the real concern is that the government will take credit for it. You are not convinced that it's not like the common flu,
yeah,
or not as bad, because they quarantined or locked down everybody and prevented it from doing so.
Right.
Right. It would have been so much worse if they had not acted.
That's what they would have believed.
Well, yeah, but the most damning piece of evidence against that is that the death rate, which is not even the real death rate, because there's plenty of people who don't get tested because they don't have sufficient symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
The death rate of even confirmed cases is really, really low.
But aren't these government numbers?
Yeah.
Right? So are they telling the truth about the death rate? Is it actually higher than what they're saying? Is it actually lower than what they're saying?
But then if they wanted to sell the story of this is the most scary virus ever, you should go live in solitary confinement now, you would think you would publish a death rate other than 1.5%.
You would think, right?
Maybe. But again, the story that they're going to give is that they prevented it from going higher by their actions. So they published the low number in this case to show that what they're doing is what's keeping that number so low.
But there was a death rate before the lockdowns.
Okay.
They want you to believe that you need them, and that if it weren't for their special intervention, their lockdowns,
right,
their demands, that you would be dead, your grandparents would be dead, and the whole world would be on fire.
You're spreading this to everyone you come into contact with.
But what the reality of it is that they're going to do tremendous and are doing tremendous economic damage right now to people all across the world, and especially here in the United States. The Atlantic has a story about restaurants, the business that you've been in for a long time, Richie. You're a cook.
Yeah.
You've been in various different restaurants.
I was supposed to start at a new restaurant this past week, and then all of a sudden
that got put on hold.
Put on hold, yeah.
So here is a story from the Atlantic, because here in New Hampshire, we've seen them locking down restaurants now for only to take out and delivery. And, of course, some restaurants are just like, yeah, we're just going to shut down. Maybe we'll be back. Maybe we won't.
Yep.
But some of them are still trying to bring in customers, still trying to keep the gears rolling. But obviously a lot of the employees aren't needed. You don't need servers if you don't have people sitting in the restaurant to serve. So every server is out of work right now.
And you don't need a full line of cooks either.
Nope.
If you're doing a skeleton menu just to serve takeout orders.
Yep, exactly. So the Atlantic, with the spread of the coronavirus across the United States, has caused a generalized shutdown of public life. Schools are closed, sports are canceled, and concerts are over. Now, this is an editorial piece here, so they've got their opinion. It's not going to be my opinion. They say this is entirely appropriate. A pandemic is war, and public gatherings at the moment give
everything
aid and comfort.
Everything is not war, y'all.
Well, that's the thing. That's what's one of the outrageous things.
We do have a lot of war, but everything is not war.
That's the thing with this, though, is it's not just the Atlantic that's saying it. You even got Trump now saying that he's a wartime president, and he's not referring to dropping
bombs. Yeah, he is a wartime president, but that's not why.
Right, yeah, he's not talking about dropping bombs.
I don't think it even constitutes a pandemic.
No, it's not a pandemic, but that's what they're all saying that it is. You know, we actually were talking about this briefly last night as well. You go look up the definition of pandemic. It is not what is happening. It is something that is entirely widespread. It is everywhere. And I don't mean like, oh, it's everywhere because there's one person or 12 people or whatever. No. Most people that I know don't know anybody that has this thing.
Right.
You certainly don't know someone who's died from this thing, odds are.
Well, is it widespread because there's cases of it over the entire globe?
Well, it is spread in that way, but it is not widespread in that it is common.
Okay.
It is not widespread in that it is, you know, out there all over the place, at least that we know of.
Right? Yeah, it's not prevalent over the world, and I don't know if it's prevalent over a whole country, but it's not prevalent over this whole country.
But pandemic is a scary word, and the government benefits when people are scared,
sure.
And media benefits from that. So this whole idea that it's a war is outrageous, but anyway, he goes on here, Derek Thompson from The Atlantic writing this, but this shutdown will crush the economy, starting with the restaurant industry. In the past 48 hours, this was written a few days back, so earlier this week, several states, including Ohio and Illinois, and major cities, including New York City and Los Angeles, announced that restaurants will be closed or limited to takeout and delivery. Shelley Fireman, a New York restaurateur who runs several diners, called the fallout, quote, worse than after 9/11, unquote. The consequences of these widespread closures may be hard to grasp. Americans now spend more at restaurants than at grocery stores, something they had never done before 2015.
And what restaurants are still open? Fast food, pizza joints, the worst kind of foods that you could eat for if you wanted
to. I mean, and that might be equivalent to or better than what you can get in a grocery store depending on where you are. Like, you might not be able to get fresh meat and vegetables anymore.
But you couldn't get fresh meat when you were... I was at Aldi grocery store yesterday. The meat was almost all sold out. Plenty of fruits and veggies, though, were still in stock at that point. But it depends on where you are. Different areas of the country are going to have...
And we're talking about not canned salty vegetables or...
Talking about fresh okay. Fruits, fresh vegetables.
But yeah, it depends on where you are. And so, yeah, so no meat and you had vegetables, but... I mean, it might be an equivalent option at this point.
The modern dining revolution has made restaurants one of the country's most important sources of work. In 1990, manufacturing employment was almost three times larger than the food service industry. But today, there are about as many jobs in food service as there are in manufacturing. Restaurants are the new factories, and without them, state and local economies across the country would fall to pieces. Food preparation and food service jobs now account for more than 10% of all employment in Nevada, Hawaii, and Florida. What's more, with the disappearance of brick-and-mortar retail stores from many cities, restaurants have become a rare bright spot. In 2019, restaurants and bars accounted for almost half of all new leases in Manhattan. Social distancing has changed that landscape almost overnight. It was the government that changed that landscape overnight. According to the booking website OpenTable, which publishes information for all 50 states and dozens of cities on a daily basis, online bookings held steady through February, but in the past week, reservations cratered by more than 40% in New York, L.A., Boston, and Denver. In Seattle, where the outbreak is especially virulent, bookings last weekend were 60% lower than on the same day last year. New executive orders ending dine-in service across the country could cut reservations to zero in most cities, which is what has happened.
That makes sense. How are you gonna have a reservation, any percentage of a reservation, if you can't dine in?
Yep. Threatening the employment of America's nearly 3 million waiters and waitresses. Steve Salas, Washington, D.C.-based entrepreneur with several properties, including a barbecue restaurant called Federalist Pig, and Kramer Books and Afterwards Cafe, a longstanding bookstore and restaurant, said, quote, "We're in uncharted waters." Going further here, the article says, same-store sales across his business had already declined up 50%, he told me on Sunday, with the deepest pain at full-service restaurants. Now, this was just before the total lockdown. Now that D.C. restaurants have officially shuttered for dine-in customers, Salas is looking to completely overhaul his business to keep workers paid and the community fed. He said, quote, we've implemented more promotions around delivery. He's also planning to expand catering size orders available via curbside pickups. National chains are following the same script. On Monday, McDonald's, Starbucks, and other fast food franchises announced their locations would temporarily be takeout only. This is the future, the near future of American restaurants. Dine-ins
are transforming.
You see,
that makes it sound like the restaurants made the decision. They announced they would be takeout only. Well, no, the governors announced they would be takeout only.
What I do like hearing is that the restaurateurs, the entrepreneurs, right, are acting swiftly to accommodate their customers the best they can under the circumstances.
But it's not going to be good enough. it's not going to be enough. Not enough to keep this business healthy. Not enough to keep the bills paid. Not enough to keep the, you know, the rent from or the building from being foreclosed on eventually. Now, a lot of states are saying you don't have to pay the rent during this time frame, but it's not going to be good.
Catches up.
Yeah. More coming up here. 855 450 free, like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app. The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Live Sunday edition in our studio. It's Ian.
Richard Rich.
And Melanie.
Have you heard of Intercoin? Intercoin is working to make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. If you missed your opportunity to get in on Bitcoin from the start, then this is your chance to join what might be the next revolution in money. You can check out intercoin.org, and if you like what you see, pick up some of those coins for yourself. Just as the internet is a global network that connects local networks, Intercoin is a global currency platform that enables communities around the world to issue and manage their own currency so they may circulate it among their local population. Intercoin enables fintech innovation on the local community level, leading to stronger communities, greater sustainability, less poverty, and more productivity. You can check out intercoin.org and learn more there. And you need to know that Free Talk Live received $40,000 worth of tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for this advertising. So once again, that's intercoin.org. Let's go back to your calls and thoughts. We'll talk more about the restaurant business and how it is being forced into a dramatic change that may be, it, in a lot of cases, it's undoing. But let's go to first Chris in Virginia, listening online. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I was just going to give you an update from Virginia.
Yeah, what's going on?
Basically, you got Northam. You've heard of Northam, right?
Who's that, the governor?
Governor Northam.
Okay.
Yeah, Governor Northam. So he's the guy calling all the shots in all these states.
This is the guy that wanted to take all your guns away.
I was just about to ask.
Yeah.
Are you guys still worried about the Second Amendment rights?
We'll see what happened with that. He came in here. He owns both houses of the Senate, the state Senate. And so now he's the chief executive. He rubber stamped anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, couldn't do it. His own people in his own party were like, dude, you can't do that. You're going to start a civil war because... Hello, there are a lot of conservatives in Virginia, a lot more than there are in New Jersey and New York.
Right.
Where they
so you say they weren't able
crap.
To lock down Virginia?
No, not yet. I don't, it seems my feeling is, and I've got a pretty good political thermometer, he knows he can only step so far because if he tries something like that, it's likely to be politically unpredictable. What occurs?
Well, I mean, a few months ago, there were 20,000 gun owners that converged on the state capitol there in Virginia and had a pretty big protest. Do you feel like that actually sent a message to him?
Absolutely. Not just him, but everyone around him.
Okay, so you're feeling a little better about gun rights, but what's going on with this corona? I mean, what's the response there in Virginia from this guy?
Well, we have very few cases and very few deaths. We have like under 300 cases and under 10 deaths. Last I checked. So, it's just not that. People are complying here. As far as the feeling of what's coming from him is that he has to take a muted approach. He's limited by the simple fact that there's so many conservatives in Virginia, and the rest of the state is red, except for the blotches of Albemarle County, which is Charlottesville, which is what occurred 2 years ago with the riots there. And they're so blue there in Charlottesville, so blue in Richmond, surrounding county of Henrico, so blue up north, obviously, the northern Virginia, and also down in the Tidewater area. So you've got blue splotches here, but the red parts are pretty red. Pretty red. You're not taking people's guns here. I can promise you that. But this whole thing is horrible anyway. Just watching other states go through what they're going through. And I think this is all, it's not the virus. There's something else going on here. I think you guys agree with me there. And a lot of people think that. I think it's just, what I post on Facebook repeatedly is, there's an article in Reuters, February 12th of 2010, where they talk about, it's a good article that just kind of encompasses the swine flu outbreak at that time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the headline is over 13,000 people have died from, you know, the swine flu. And it just points out
and
real
there
quick.
There wasn't a lockdown
the
because
numbers,
of that.
Right. The numbers don't add up here. And so my caption to go with that link is, this happened in 2010 and you don't remember.
Yep.
You don't remember it.
Well, the old quote is
obviously
never let a good crisis go to waste, right?
Well, they've figured that one out now, and you're not going to forget this one.
Right, but this is one that they're using the coronavirus as a cover to get all these regulations and rules and TikToks passed through and see what people
do. It's actually and it's never been done before. This is totally unprecedented, I think, in American history.
Yeah, I thought that I was pretty pessimistic about people, but I'm kind of surprised at how easily they're taking it.
Yeah, it's really embarrassing and sad. What are you seeing from your neighbors, Chris? Are you seeing people, you know, just doing what they're told easily, or is there some underlying frustration with all of this?
I think people are pretty much going along with it, just really hoping that it's going to end.
That's the question, is what's going to happen after another month, 2 months? I mean, are people going to finally get out in the streets and open their businesses again, even without permission? I mean, when are Americans going to start acting like free people again? I'm not optimistic at all about this, Melanie. I'm kind of in your camp
I'm not even talking about non-resistance, because in most cases, there's like a rational argument for non-resistance at this point in history, but just like actual supportive of, like, yes, just like shut down anything that's not absolutely needed for survival, like it's a communist country, and then everybody just be on house arrest. Like, yeah, it's awesome. Like,
no, it's not awesome.
No, what are you?
This is such a Pandora's box that I don't think anybody knows what's going to happen next.
Thank you, Chris, for your call tonight, man. I really appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Well, I think I can go out on this limb and predict that the government goons will continue to try to take more power. They will continue to expand their influence and their demands and their edicts and diktats, and then they will see how far they can push it. How far they will get away with it, I don't know, and I feel just like you on this one, Melanie. I mean, I'm generally an optimist, but it's getting harder and harder to be optimistic.
I mean, I'm generally a pessimist, and I'm disappointed. I'm like, yeah, people are horrible, and I don't have any faith in them at all, but apparently I had too much faith in them because I wasn't expecting this
reaction. What begs the question is, what does the pushback look like, right? What do you want to see from people to show you that they're acting free?
I mean, I'd just be kind of happy if they just stop celebrating it.
Okay.
Like, step one, stop celebrating your oppression, and then we can go from there with the roadmap. But like,
when you say celebrating, you mean like people patting themselves on the back for being obedient and like, oh, look at me, I'm in my home, I'm being a good little citizen.
Yeah, like, look how awesome it is. We all need to do this for the good of whatever, and
then shaming people who are like me, who like, yeah, hey, I'd
how
like
dare
to
you want to go to work and not starve to death?
Like, hey, I kind of like to live my life like I used to, and you know, that's kind of what I'd like to do, but I can't.
You're a horrible person because you don't care about your neighbor, Ian.
You just want to infect old people. You want to kill your own grandmother.
I mean, like, there was never any law like that said old people can't stay at their house and self-isolate if they want to.
Yeah, I don't understand how that increases the risk to them. How is it that, the you know, we went out, we got together with like 16 people, which would be, against the law in a lot of states right now today, and we had a nice time. We spent like an hour and a half just hanging out. Captain Kickass brought some Corona beers with him.
What if you were a carrier of the virus and you went to go visit your grandma at the old folks' home?
If my grandma's concerned, she should tell me not to come visit her.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay? It is your responsibility to protect yourself, not mine, to protect
you. But your grandma lets you in the apartment building and you spread it to all the residents of the nursing home.
Well, she shouldn't have done that. 855-450-FREE, 855... Oh, my grandparents are dead anyway.
My parents
are now, getting into their 70s. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us here. It's Free Talk Live. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward Liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the Liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says the state's hardest hit from the coronavirus will be getting immediate help.
We're going to have the approval of the Title 32 National Guard activation, and we're providing all of this again, like in New York, at no cost to the governor, meaning to Governor Newsom and the state, no cost to the state. It enables the governor to provide robust National Guard support to the state. So they're going to have control of the National Guard. Federal government sending, these are incredible people that are being sent. We have 8 large federal medical stations with over 2,000 beds, and that's going to California. And then strategic national stockpile order. We've ordered likewise hundreds of thousands of different items.
This is USA Radio News.
Money, money, money. Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Inviting you to join us here. The live Sunday edition continues with you. And if you want to call in, toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You don't have to talk about coronavirus.
What else is there to talk about?
In response, but really, what else is there to talk about? This is changing people's lives in a way that affects everybody. I mean, generally, if you're going to do talk radio, talking about things people can relate to is usually a good subject, right? So something that people have in common, and a lot of people are having a common experience here with government goons telling them that they can't leave their homes, they can't go to their jobs. In fact, I saw a headline saying that there are now more than 1 billion people on lockdown around the planet right now. So it's not just in the United States, going on elsewhere as well. If you want to, again, call in 855-450-FREE, it's 855-450-3733. And, of course, libertarians and voluntarists and anarchists like those of us on this show are frustrated by this. Melanie, you were just expressing you were already pretty cynical towards people, and this has just, you know, made that even worse.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's ever accused me of thinking highly of people in general.
I'm also disappointed and saddened by the lack of almost total, at least seeming, lack of resistance against this, that people are just going along to get along, doing what they're told, even if it's going to destroy the business that they've worked years of their lives to create. I think it's absolutely tragic. do also want to let you know about ForkFest, which, by the way, is still scheduled for June 29th until July 5th, unless Rogers Campground closes for the summer. We're going to be there. Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting from ForkFest. It's a decentralized libertarian camping festival, and what that means is there's no one who's in charge of it. That means, with the exception of the campground themselves, again, should the campground close, then there may be another alternative. I've heard somebody's got, like, a friend who's got a large piece of property.
Would you expect Rogers to stay open in light of a government shutdown? Would that be like, no. You want us to close. We're staying open. We have campers that want to use these spots.
I don't know what Crosby at Rogers would do. I don't have any expectation that he would, you know, violate those orders.
Yeah, I don't think he's an us.
No.
Okay.
No, he's friendly. I mean, he likes the money that he can make from these events. So he wouldn't want to shut down, I'm sure. But
he made them get rid of the illegal alcohol a couple years back.
He has a liquor license or a beer and wine license, and they threatened to pull his license. So
okay.
He had demanded of the Porcupine Freedom Festival that they put a stop to any illegal alcohol sales. But that's one of the detriments of having a centrally managed festival is there's an organizer that he can go to. At ForkFest, there's no organizer that he can talk to. So if somebody wants to sell alcohol from their campsite, then there's no one that Crosby can speak to except for the person who's on that campsite, if he can identify who it was in the first place. So there's no central authority of ForkFest to enact those bans and such. So it's way more of a free experience. That's why some people are calling it ForkFest Classic now, which I love. ForkFest.party is where you can go to learn more about it. It's June 29th until July 5th, and if that changes, we'll certainly let you know. Again, ForkFest.party. Go learn more about the event there. We've been talking about restaurants, and they are in real bad shape, and it's just getting started. If this thing becomes protracted, as some of these government gangsters have been saying, then it's going to mean curtains for a lot of people in the restaurant industry. We go back to your phone calls and thoughts, though. We got Lewis on the line in North Carolina listening to WNIS out of Virginia. Go ahead, Lewis.
Hi, I'm actually from Daredevil Hills, North Carolina.
All right, welcome.
Okay, how are you doing?
Good. You're on the air.
A couple of points I want to make is...
Do me a favor before you make your points. Back off your phone by like an inch. You're a little overblown. It's kind of hard to understand you.
I have you on speaker.
Take me off speaker. That would help.
Okay.
Appreciate the effort. Lots better.
Okay.
I think. Are you there?
Is he still talking to us, or are you trying to figure out how to turn off speaker?
I don't know. I might have to put him back on hold, though, because we can't do tech support here for very long. Lewis, are you with us?
I'm here.
Are you off speaker?
The thing with everybody wanting to get out together and that, why not have a 30s or under bar or a speakeasy to get together if you all want to get together to celebrate the coronavirus? Which seems like why everybody wants to celebrate, you know, because the government do want to look out for old people like me who are in my pushing close to 60.
Well, then just don't go to the bar.
Well, that's what they want you to think they're doing, but what they're really doing is consolidating more power to themselves. And if you wanted to, you know, keep away from people, then you don't need a government gangster to do that. You can just do it on your own.
Well, the problem with that is when everybody infected, then they go to the grocery store and spread it.
Get a grocery delivery, dude. There's a company called Instacart. I've never used them, so I'm not endorsing their service. I don't know if it's any good, but I've known people who've spoken highly of the convenience of being able to order groceries from online and have somebody come drop them off at their front door. There you go.
Well,
it can be a total shut-in.
But the delivery driver is infected, so he's going to touch all your stuff.
See, I don't see how you're more likely to get infected from going to a restaurant than you are from going to Walmart. Like, that doesn't...
How about everybody going to Lowe's? You're not going to drop a toilet off from a drone to my front doorstep, but you have people coming in, Lowe's, just going in there to look around and drop off whatever, you know, when it says quarantine.
So no window shopping. You can only shop with purpose.
Yeah, window shopping. let's not look at a $1,500 refrigerator just because I have nothing to do because the movie theater is closed or the bars are closed. Everybody and their mother is in the grocery store.
So how long should people put off buying a new refrigerator to keep you safe?
You can buy it online.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we can buy a refrigerator online, but you can't buy groceries online?
You probably can, but not in my area.
Are you serious?
Yeah, the bank.
You don't have Instacart in your area?
It's possible.
Nope.
Well, then you should call up somebody. There are delivery drivers out there. Call a local cab company or something like that. And I'm sure there are people out there who are willing to deliver things for money. Okay, right now there's going to be a bunch of people looking for work. All those servers that used to work in the restaurant business, they're all out of a job.
Yep.
And there's no necessarily, you know, there's no horizon where they're going to get their job back. So if there's not a delivery service in your town, there's a demand for it. Obviously, there's people like Lewis who believe that they're at a high risk, and thank you, Lewis, for the call tonight of this. And I think that I'm sorry, I don't believe it. I don't buy it. I even if you look at the government's own numbers, people in their 60s still likely to recover from this, likely not to die from this. But again, if you want to cloister yourself away from society and become a shut-in or whatever, that is your choice, and you should be able to do that. And there are people out there who would be more than happy to take some money for the service of going and shopping for you.
I've considered that as like a backup business. I set up the branding like months ago, maybe close to a year ago, like when I first moved and was still looking for a job.
Like,
you know what? I could probably do this. Just, you know, go shopping for old people, do their errands.
Sure.
So I set up, but then I got a real job, and so now it's sitting out there. But it's always something that I could do if my regular job falls
through
in any way.
There's always going to be old people.
Yes, that's why I thought of it.
And in a circumstance like this, that may be a perfect time to launch something. You know, you could go to the retirement communities and literally just do an old school flyering.
Yep.
You know, you don't have to rely on this Instacart company or whoever their competitors are. I'm sure they've got a competitor.
Yeah, you got Amazon Prime. You got...
Yeah, but they're all doing deliveries. I'm talking about local people doing something. You don't have to rely on these centralized corporations where you get a cut of the deal.
Yeah.
If you're doing it for yourself as your own business, you get 100% of the revenue from that. You don't have to share it with some corporation.
And I've done door-to-door stuff for, you know, myself and friends in the past too. So walking up to the place and it's like,
no problem.
This is the service that I'm offering. No big deal to me.
Yeah, knock on the door. They don't answer. Leave a flyer.
Yep.
And hey, you need somebody to deliver groceries to you? Give me a call.
Absolutely.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Life is changing, and it's not in a good way. Not in a way if you care about freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Maybe enough time for you if you're already on the lines. If not, and if we, for whatever reason, don't get to you, we've got a Monday show, so you can join us then. We do this thing 7 nights a week. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com any old time you want to. You can also join Richie Rich on his show, The Anarchist Experience.
Anarchistexperience.com.
What did you guys talk about this weekend?
It was a frustrating show for me because it was, once again, my co-host trying to convince me that the bailout is a good thing and UBI would be a good thing.
Dude, I heard some of that discussion from last week because you guys were talking about similarly, and I was listening to it on LRN.fn. I'm like, this guy doesn't sound like an anarchist at all.
I tried to cut him off. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to let you make your statement, and then, you know, if you want my rebuttal, listen to last week's show. He's like, no, you need to understand this. I'm like, oh,
he's been spending too much time in behind the flowered curtain.
Maybe. I don't know what's going on.
Because he's still in Hawaii, right?
He's still in Hawaii. Yeah. So And we had an hour-long discussion after we stopped the record button. Cause,
wow. So it's real, man. It's not a put-on.
It's not a put-on. And it got intense. It was frustrating. But he basically, his main point is that the reason inflation is not going to be that detrimental to the economy right now is because there's a deflationary debt bubble that, you know, will deflate the currency too much. Mm. So we need to inflate it now.
My.
To hold it. I'm like, come on, man.
That doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Well, listen to the show and then give me some arguments to rebut it because he wasn't having any of my rebuttals.
Get on over to anarchistexperience.com.
Yes, sir.
And you can grab as many archives there as you want. Subscribe to the podcast as well. I just want to share a couple of more points here from the Atlantic, then we're going to jump back into your phone calls. We were talking about this, these restrictions coming down on restaurants. This story was written like right at the beginning of some of these restrictions being put into place when only a few states had started with restricting access to only drive-through and dine takeouts. He points out here that that how long this transformation lasts is unclear. Arguably, however, these measures are an acceleration toward the future rather than a break from the past. He says last year, analysts predicted that in 2020, Americans would for the first time spend more money off-premise, meaning on takeaway and delivery, than on dining in restaurants. The coronavirus outbreak will all but guarantee that this prediction will come true. Restaurants in a pandemic, which we disagree that that is the case, but are like beachfront properties in a hurricane. He says their devastation is both a tragedy and an omen of greater havoc to come.
Except governors don't usually create hurricanes.
Right. Already operating at paper-thin margins, restaurants face the loss of their entire dine-in business, but they will have to still have to make rent. In the same way, hotels, airlines, and the entire face-to-face services sector are looking ahead at several months without customers, yet they will still have to make regular payments on corporate loans.
Yep.
This is our great economic crisis in a nutshell. Consumers are vanishing, but financial obligations are not. Without a major intervention, the entire global leisure and retail economy, and soon perhaps the entire economy, period, is facing mass layoffs, mass bankruptcy, or both. And what happens then? Are we talking about another major depression?
So, and that's possible. But when it comes to just the restaurants in general, like having to make their corporate payments, this is where I think it may behoove the banks to grant some leniency given the circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because, yes, they're running on paper-thin margins. They can't make their payments. But this will end. So is it in the best interest of the
bank?
We
hope.
Well, at some point, right, we have to get back to some sort of normality.
God, I hope you're right.
Well, and you might not, if you're somebody who runs on thin margins, you might not have enough. So if you go back to normal next month, or after 1 month,
right,
well, 1 full month of lockdown, you might not have enough to make up those losses from your future profits.
Maybe. And that's why I'm saying the banks, it may behoove the banks to be a little lenient as far as payment is concerned, because the alternative is to, you know, close down, foreclose, take it back, and then you, and for whatever time it takes you to sell the building or the assets, you have no income coming in from any tenant, right? So if you
who's going to buy it?
Who's going to buy it, right?
Right.
So if they're just leading and they go like, okay, you missed a month or 2 or 3 months payment, that's going to be tacked on at the end of the loan, so no interest will occur, no payments are due at that, then you just extend the loan out 3 months. Right? The, mm-hmm. the payback period.
You're also kind of looking at it as like foreclose everybody or foreclose nobody. So maybe they know if they foreclose everybody, they're going to drive all the property values down. So maybe they foreclose on the people who missed 3 months and not the people who missed 2 months. Like, this is still going to be a major problem for a lot of people.
This could be the opportunity that a lot of the agorists, the people that want to just do business without asking for permission, have been looking for over the years.
Sure.
Like, look, if restaurants start closing down, and they will if this keeps going, people are still going to want to eat. You know, they're still going to want to have other people prepare food for them. So maybe people will start seeing personal chefs cooking out of their own kitchens and delivering from their own homes, which, of course, in most places is illegal because they don't have the health code permits or whatever. But the health code guys aren't out doing anything. You know, they're in their offices or at home, so it's not like they can go out and do any inspections and crack down on you anyway.
Or basement bar or basement restaurant.
Speakeasies and restaurants like that. Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see how, you know, the market ends up supplying the demand that's out there once the overt marketplace ends up being suffocated by these government regulations. Doug in Virginia, listening to WNIS in Norfolk, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening. I wanted to make a point with you guys about this is like the first medically induced recession, and I think it's opening a Pandora's box for future epidemics or pandemics and affecting the economy. Normally, if this Corona 19 and there's 18 versions of Corona before this, and none of them were considered a pandemic, and then the Spanish flu of 1918 didn't cause the economy to go into the tank. So I wondered if your opinion is this is something in the future. Anytime something comes worldwide, it affects the economies of the world.
Well, I wouldn't call it medically induced. I would call it medically excused tyranny. I mean, that's they're using the medical situation, which is minor at best, as an excuse to enact whole hog authoritarian tyranny.
Correct. I believe. I think this is going to, like I say, open a door for the government to take more liberties away from us.
Yep.
By saying anything. If you have mad cow disease come back, oh my gosh, the economy's going to the tank. We have mad cow, no more beef. You know, ruin the beef industries.
And you won't easily get those liberties back.
No, and that's the question: is when are Americans going to stand up and demand their freedom and take action towards it? At this point, I'm not optimistic towards that happening at all, and I don't know where we're going to go from here because the libertarians were too late. And thank you, Doug, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The libertarians had more than a decade to get their butts in gear and do what we did and come together and move to the same place where we could have made a stand, against this, but they didn't. And so now the question is, are they going to actually, be motivated by this? Because it was very, very hard. I mean, you moved from Hawaii,
yes,
Richie. So, I mean, there's almost nobody else out there on the planet who can say they've gone as far towards this movement as physically as you have. I've come from Florida. You've come from Louisiana, Melanie. And we could have used thousands and thousands more. We only got like two or 3,000 people to move here, and God knows how many of them have actually left. So, unfortunately, we've had a nice effect here in New Hampshire, I think, politically, considering our size, but it wasn't good enough to put a stop to this, and it's not good enough to do much of anything about it right now. We're going to have a protest that's going to happen at the State House on April 1st that our co-host Nobody is helping put together, and he's running for governor here in New Hampshire this year against the current incumbent who's been part of this crackdown, who was one of the first statist governors to crack down on people. But, look, if libertarians aren't willing to make the move, if libertarians aren't willing to pick up their lives to be in a better place with other people to increase our numbers and increase our influence and our strength, how can there be any hope of any kind of change towards more freedom? I'm getting a little on the pessimistic side about this, and I don't like that.
Mariana's looking more appealing.
I'm telling you, but they're not good. They're not free there either.
I don't know that that's the conclusion.
They're not free there either. Although a smaller amount of movers would have a disproportionately larger effect. We go back to your calls here, Evans in Virginia, listening to WNIS. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm calling because I agree with you guys about the coronavirus.
Yes, sir.
Since when did the liberals ever care about the elderly?
About what?
Again?
About the elderly. They don't care about the elderly people.
Elderly.
That's
elderly.
They want to knock off.
Well, all the politicians, they pander to the elderly because the elderly vote.
Yep.
And
yeah, they're a pretty good voting mug.
Yeah, so, I mean, they all want to pretend care.
I mean, like, the liberals, they don't care about the elderly. They have a plan that only a certain amount of people are going to be living and they're going to be ruling over them. They're dictators.
So are the conservatives.
Coronavirus, why is they bring all these people and up and down on each side of the coast?
See, I don't know, Evans, and I wish we had more time to talk to you about this. I mean, it sounds like you've been convinced that liberals are bad, but what about the conservatives that also use elderly people for their political gains?
And children.
They're all just as bad as one another. Well, thanks for the call tonight. If you didn't get on tonight, you can call us tomorrow online. In the meantime, you can join us over at freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin, while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.